Incumbent Justice David Prosser and two of his three challengers, Madison attorneys Joanne Kloppenburg and Joel Winnig, have qualified for up to $400,000 in public financing under the newly adopted impartial justice rules. Prosser will have to return money he raised from out-of-state contributors, and Kloppenburg raised more than the limit for qualifying and will return several thousand dollars to the public fund. Winnig also raised more of his money in cash contributions than the rules allow, but the accountability board agreed that doesn't disqualify him. However, Winnig has filed the suit now pending before the federal court in Madison. He wants to strike down the rule that requires judicial candidates to ask for money through their campaign staff instead of in person.
I wasn't taking more than $100 from anyone. As it turned out to be, it was going to be $5, and that I didn't see any way that could raise any concerns if I'm saying, help me qualify for public financing, specifically so nobody will say this is a corrupt election or that I would have lack of impartiality.
That case won't be decided until after the April election. The other candidate in the race, Marla Stevens, an attorney in the Appellate Division of the Public Defender's Office, has not applied for public financing. Voters will trim the field of four candidates in a February primary election. All four will participate in a candidate forum in Milwaukee at the end of this month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.